Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Let's talk about nationally hopeful stories within the church and in communities where foster care and adoption is taking place, maybe in a significant way. What comes to mind when you think about some of the real hopeful signs that you've seen in here?
Yeah, and Neil, there really are some encouraging things. You know, across the U.S., as churches are stepping up, and in some cases, whole regions where networks of churches are stepping up and saying, we're going to do this together. And so, for instance, in Colorado, we've actually seen the number of children waiting to be adopted cut by less than half over the last 5 years as Christian churches, networks of Christian churches, as well as nonprofits like Project 127 and Focus on the Family and others have really championed this vision. The church has stepped up. And so, you know, these are a significant drop, a cut by more than half the number of kids waiting to be adopted. And we see similar things beginning to emerge in many other parts of the country. DC 127 is doing similar things in the Washington, D.C. area. We have the Call of Arkansas that is bringing families and churches together with kids in the foster system, fostering, adopting, mentoring. And then I could go on and on, list many different places as well in Atlanta and in Portland and other places where the church is really stepping up. And I think just what it is re-earning the historic reputation of the church as a people who give special care for the orphan.
And you kind of alluded to the fact, too, that it's even though one church can make a difference, if several partner together in a community, in a region, in a state, that truly can have multiplying impact, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is, you know, that is the vision that we always seek to cultivate and encourage. There's something that is part of the Christian Alliance for Orphans vision, which is called the National Foster Care Initiative. And really, our goal is to work with individuals around the country that want to grow what we call foster care movements in their region, where it's not just one individual or one church, but it's a network of churches working together to grow a true movement of the church stepping up for kids in foster care.
As you say, love for orphans transforms it and transforms not only the families involved, but those that come alongside in the auxiliary support as well, right?
Absolutely. And I love that phrase, because it is, I see it true again and again, Neil, that love for orphans transforms. When we choose to love both as individuals, as families, as churches, it not only changes the life of a child, but it changes us to come to grasp more deeply the heart of our Father God, of how He has loved us. It stretches our faith. It grows community as we walk this road together. And then ultimately, it shows a watching world God's heart like maybe nothing else ever can.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.